We are learning Mesechta Yuma, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara brought a pasuk that says, "Kasha osav yemazeh tziva Hashem lasis l'chapa aleichem." Lasa is that's maseh paro needs 7 days before, just like meluim, and l'chapa also needs, which means maseh yom kippurim. Yom kippur also needs 7 days before to prepare yourself, just like meluim. And the Gemara's kasha is that maybe the whole pasuk of yom kippur lasis l'chapa both yom kippur. So Gemara answers, Amri. The end of the line, 5 lines on the bottom, Amri, Yalav Tziva Tziva. We learn out, you're right, we can't learn out straight from Lasis. We need Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hocha Tziva Hashem Lasis. Here it says, Kasha Osu Yom Zed Tziva Hashem Lasis. The Ksiv Hasam by Paraduma, Zoyz Chukas Atar Yashu Tziva Hashem Lemar. Mal Halam Parah, just like over here at Paraduma, Afkam Parah. Here, just like there is Parah, here is also Paraduma, it says, Zer Shavu Tziva Tziva. Umakam Prisha, Aplam Prisha. Just like by Meluim, we need 7 days before. He also did 7 days before. So the economic last is not a drop. So the learning out from Tziva Tziva. Maybe Tziva is teaching us Maybe Tziva is teaching us Yemekburim. The Chsiv Vayas Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It says in the pasuk after the parasha of Achrei Moshe, after it says all the mitzvahs of Achrei Moshe, it says Vayzois Lachem Chukas Olam Lachap Al Bnei Yisrael Mekocha Hadayis of Achas Beshano. Vayas Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Is he Lashem Tziva? So maybe it's all talking about Yom Kippurim. Why need Tziva Lasis Lachaper? All three words. It's Tosfos, this big Tosfos, that's what he discusses. Exactly why you need all three words. And Tosfos, Ayin Shom explains why you would need all three words. Like upon the Gemara's question is, hey, you know, it's Paraduma. Maybe it's all Yom Kippurim. And for the Gemara, Donin Tziva Dafnei Asiya, Mitziva Dafnei Asiya. You learn that Tziva from something that was before, to something that was before. By Meluim, the Tziva was before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Tziva by Paraduma is in the first pasuk. So it's Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Leimor, it's before. Mashiach, the Tziva by Yom Kippur was after the Maisa. Ve'indom Tziva d'lacha Asiyah, Metziva d'lefnei Asiyah. You learn that Tziva of after the Maisa of Yom Kippur from the Tziva for Asiyah. So upon him, we don't use Tziva for Yom Kippur. So we have here now, Tziva is Paraduma, and Las is Lechaper is for Yom Kippur. Maybe it's marba any kabbalah tziva and he's preacher shivas yom before. It means anytime he's bringing carbon tziva, the kohen who's bringing it has to be parish 7 days before. The chsiv it says by kabbalahs, but yom tzavoisa is bnei Yisrael tzi loshon tziva. And the gemara don tziva mitziva, ve don tziva they don tzavoisa mitziva. You learn tziva mitziva, not tzavoisa from tziva. Or my nafkamina is the exact same word. But Tana the bear of Ishmael. Torah Yisrael learned, and this is in Parashas Metzaira, V'shav ha-koyin of ha-koyin, zu yeshiva zu yibiyah. There are two psukim there, the halacha is when you have a nega in a house, one of the goyim, so the first week you come and you see if you see the way it looks, and then you take it off, and you just take away the little cement, and you come back next week and see if it comes back. So the halacha, what about the second time? Do the same thing? So there's a gzeira shava, v'shava kain and va'a kain, they're both the same halacha. Zui shiva, zui bia. Both of va'a kain and shava kain, they both mean coming back. So it has the same halacha there, by nega. So you see, even though shav and va are not the same word, we still, since it has the same meaning, so therefore we make the gzeira shava. So here also, learn that savoyisai from tziva. And for the gemara, hanem b'lehechad leka the damila. It's only if you have two choices, the tziva, if you only have one thing, so you can make a gzera shava, but you have a choice, tziva from tziva, or tzavayis from tziva, you do tziva from tziva, and therefore, it's not a kasha to learn out from tzavayis to all kabbanas. Zogdim Maravaita, l'chaper, elamayis yom kippurim, we darshan from l'chaper, means yom kippur. Freit the Gemara, a lot of kabbanas are for kaparo. Ve'eva kapara de kabbonis, maybe means any other kabbonis that are kapara. Rashi learns over here, means maybe kabbonis yachid. They said a lot of times, v'chipa olav ha-kayin. So maybe any carbon yachid should need prisha 7 days before. Zakti Gemara, mi adinan hei kayin misrami. You don't know which kayin it will be, which kayin should be perish. The boyle prisha. Ami the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you. I'm aloyne boyle prisha, alam aloyne boyle prisha, lakula mishmeris beisab. Any mishmar and beisav that's supposed to be that day, they'll be parished 7 days before. For example, the way it works is there are 24 mishmaris. Every week is a different mishmar, and every day is a different beisav of that mishmar, a different family of that mishmar. So the family is going to be working on Sunday 7 days before, let it be parished. And the Monday, 7 days before that. So what's the kasha? Maybe every carbon yachid, since it says kapara, needs a prisha, and you don't know when. So the mishmar and the beisav will be parish 7 days before. So my answer is no. You don't learn from Eluim. You don't learn that from Eluim. Why? Don and davar shkula is man. You learn out kabbonis that have his man, like in Kippur. Medavar shkula is man. From Eluim the chaz is man. Lafuke kabbonis, the tafuke kabbonis, regular kabbonis, the chol yoima is to that are there every single day, and therefore we're not going to learn those out. So to Gemara, okay. So it's not carbon tzibur, any carbon tzibur, not carbon yachid, but maybe it's specific kabbonis that do have his man. Maybe it's the Yom Tovim. Maybe Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, you have to be perish 7 days before. Maybe one of the Yom Tovim. Maybe it's all the Yom Tovim have to be perish 7 days before. So tomorrow, Dodan and Dava Shanoyeg Pamachas Bashana. We are learning now something that's only one time a year, which is Yom Kippur from Eluim. From somebody that's knowing one time a year. Three times a year. Since it's three times a year, you won't learn out from Miluim. Maybe one of the regalim will need 7 days of four. Which one? It's only one, but which one? So Gemara says, I'll give you a cheshbon. Either Chag HaMatzos or possibly a Kosh Tchila. You could say maybe it's the Yontiv is the Chag HaMatzos, since that's the first Yontiv. I Chag HaSukkos, Hol Ruvah Mitzvos, it has a lot of mitzvahs. Like Rashi says, has the mitzvahs of Sukkah, Lulav, Arava. Arava was in the Beis Mikdosh, Benisach HaMayim. Has a lot of mitzvahs maybe, and the Chetosh Rosh speaks out. And Chachamim will know which one is a bigger Maila, being first, or the more mitzvahs, but maybe one of the Yom Tovim, although you have to have 7 days before, because one of those Yom Tovim are one day. So the Gemara, no, Adon Prisha Shiva Yemecha, Prisha L'Shiva Yemecha. All these things are Prisha for seven, for 1 day only, not only Kavula is not once a year, and Shiva Yemecha. But ain't Adon Prisha Shiva Shiva. Not 7 days for 7 days, because Sukkot and Pesach are 7 days. I Shavu is the Gemara last Akasha on tomorrow's daf. So Prisha Shiva Yemecha, but Adon Prisha Shiva L'Shiva, Prisha Shiva Yemecha. When you have a choice to learn out, you have to perish 7 days before, something happens once a year for 1 day. We'll learn out something that happens once a year for 1 day. Masha'inkin, Sukkot or Pesach are all for 7 days, and therefore you're not going to learn out for those things from Meluim. Right, the Gemara of Eimer Shmini, maybe Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is one time a year and it's only 1 day. Veimashmini, the prisha shivul yemechad, and that will be a prisha of 7 days for the tzairich of 1 day yontif. So the Gemara donim davash ein kedusha lefana v'davash ein kedusha lefana. We learn out Yom Kippur does not have kedusha before that. From Meluim does not have kedusha before that. Ve'ein donim dava sheyesh kedusha lefana. We're not going to learn out Shmini Atzeres, which has Sukkot before it. V'davash ein kedusha lefana, from something like Meluim does not have kedusha before it. Tosis actually speaks out that really, in a week before, both Yom Kippur and Meluim have Kedusha Lefanov because it has a Shabbos. I forgot the Shabbos Lefanov, who the bottom Tosis, like a Choshev, a Choshev Yom Tov, the Tolly of Bezin. I forgot the Shabbos Shvi of Ekaimer. So here you're answering a week before, but then there's Kedusha Lefanov, yep. Frank the Gemara, but I don't have this as far anyway. Vlav Kavachemu, Ma Hashta Dosh, and Kedusha Lefanov. Something does not have to afford it. But you preach a davash, you're scrutinizing the fun of it. So called, you're scrutinizing the fun of it. Like, how should you get a short to be preacher? That's not a good terrace. So Rav Sharshi, yeah, it is a good terrace. Why? Like, hazek siv, kizah. The Pasuk says, kasha osam, but yoim hazet siv Hashem laschab aleichem. So hazet siv means it has to be like this, which does not have to be fun of. That's one teretz. Why Shmini Atzeretz does not have the preacher? Because it says hazet has to be kizah. Rav Ashi Amar, Mi ike midi, the ikar rega loy by a prisha, can't be the ikar yomtiv, which is sukkah, is an prisha. Tuffel the day by a prisha, and the tuffel to the yomtiv needs prisha, it can't be. I can tell me that Shmini is its own regal. Vafilu lamandiyama Shmini rega pne asma, infi mandiyama holds that Shmini at Saras is its own yomtiv, who hani mili, that's only in pizar kashav. It's only the gabe, these six things that the siman is pizar kashav, we'll explain momentarily. But regarding the tashlumum of the carbon chagiga, tashlumum the rishonu, it's all tashlumum of the first yontif. Da'atnan, Mishlei Chag b'Yom Tov Rishon Shachag. If you didn't bring Chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, Choyig v'Hoylech Kol HaRegel. You can bring it the whole entire Chol HaMoed Kulay v'Yom Tov Achon Shachag, and also on Shmini Atzeres. So you see, Shmini Atzeres, you can bring the Chagiga for the whole Yom Tov. So you see, it's a Tashlumim. It could be make. It's a makeup for Sukkos. Therefore, it's a tough for the Sukkos. So you can't say that if Sukkos has no Prisha, the Shmini Atzeres should have a Prisha. So what is the bizarre Kashav Moshi? What's the bizarre? What are these six things? So Rashi says the pay stands for pious. That the Pari Achag, they didn't have a raffle who should do it. Every mishmar got a different carbon. That's how it worked, and they went in order. So that's how it worked in Sukkos. All of a sudden, Shmini Atzeres, they did not work like that. They had a raffle which mishmar and which Pesav should get the parashal Shmini. That's pious. The Zayim means Zman La'atzmo, which means you make a Shechionu. On Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you don't make a Shechionu. It's not its own Yontif. But on Shmini Atzeres, you make a Shechionu. That's Zayim. What's the Reish? So Rashi says, Regel La'atzmo means She'ein Shem Chag HaSukkos Lov. There's no, it's not called Chag HaSukkos, it's called Shmini Atzeres. What is the difference? What does that mean? Zok Tois Shonim. It means B'Shas Davri, you don't say Chag HaSukkos is Zerim Shechionu. Chag Shmini Atzeres, Chag HaSukkos, you say. That's what it means, Regel La'atzmo. That's the three. That's the bizarre. So pious, zman, and regal. What's kshav? The kuf is carbon atzmai. That has a different type of kabanas. On Sukkos, it was the parim, as parim, and the parim are go bigger to less, 14, 13, 12, 11. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it's yudal kvasim and parech and ayal echad. Not yudal kvasim, it's parech and ayal echad and seven kvasim. Instead of being the parim are peiches hoylech and yudal kvasim. So it has a carbon atzmai. What's the shin? Shir la'atzmai, that the whole day, all 7 days of Sukkos, you sing a shir, the Levim sing a shir about Gezel Matnas Aniyim, and on Shmini Atzeres has its own shir, which Taisu says is Lamaseach ala Shminis. And then Bracha, the base is Bracha la'atzmai, which means they used to make a Bracha, the Davin for the Chaye HaMelech. That's what it says in the Rashi. That's what Bracha means. Now Taisu said a little bit different. Taisu says Bracha means that they say Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah, you say Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. And Regel means, and what Regel means is that it needs Lina. That's how he learns different. A little different than Rashi, Regel means Lina. Like upon him, that is the Pesach Kishav. So Gemara is saying, even though it has Din Yontif Ne'atzma, they have certain items, they have Pesach Kishav, but Lamaisa, it's still Tashlum in the Rishon, and therefore it's Tafel the Rishon, and therefore it does not make sense that Sukkah should not leave Prisha, and this needs Prisha.